Ken Curley was captured by the Japanese in the Philippines and forced marched to a work camp in what became known as the Bataan March.
God knows it was hot. They changed guards pretty often and moved us along at a quick pace. We got the hell knocked out of us. This all happened with no food, no water. I was assigned to woodcutting detail. The Japanese thought I was conferring with guerrillas, so they took me back to camp and they hogtied me, forcing me into a squatting position with a 2-inch pole behind my knees. Every time the Nips thought I wasn't putting all my weight on the pole, they would sit on my shoulders and bounce up and down.
He was later sent to a work camp in Japan.
The first winter I was there, it got down to about 20 degrees below zero, and I didn't have any shoes. We worked 7 days a week, about 15 or 16 hours a day. Guys were dying at about 100 to 150 a day. We couldn't even dig the graves fast enough. There were guys that were out on the grave detail in the morning and were buried in the same graves that afternoon.